On this episode of Cubs Out Loud, Jeff, Gary, and Ben discuss the current state of the gay. Also, Jeff is losing his job, Ben bitches, and someone wants to repeat a link. Watermelon. COL 216 starts now.
Thursday, June 13th, although it probably should be Friday the 13th, but that's another matter altogether. 2013, I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
And I'm not Gary.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Look if it comes out loud, the podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 216. Oh, yeah.
And by the way, real quickly, Damon won't be here tonight, but congratulations to him and his lover on 10 years.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Gee, there's Gary, by the way.
I'm really here.
contrary to popular belief.
Mm-hmm. So, big news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Today's my day off, right? Apparently.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, so how's that working out? How's that working out for you there?
So today is Thursday, June 13th. As I said, I think it should be Friday the 13th because it wasn't such a lucky day for me. Sure, it was nice. I got to kind of chill out, lay on the couch with Sonic, watch some stuff on Netflix. And then about a little after 5, one of my coworkers tries to call me. I was walking Sonic and I didn't recognize the number, so I didn't answer. She then texted me that we're all fired. We've got 90 days. So I want to tell you something. This has happened to me before, by the way. At my previous job, the same thing happened, although I think we had a much longer time before they were shutting everything down. But in any case, so by the end of August, I need to move. By the end of September, I need to find a job.
Nice.
But it sounds like the severance is not too bad. If you stay all the way to the end, especially. So I'm not in a rush, but needless to say, after having a discussion with her on the phone, with my coworker on the phone, I've been updating my LinkedIn and Monster resumes. So I need to actually update my resume too.
But the question is, though, have you actually gotten something in writing that says, hey, bye?
No, because I wasn't there when they gave it to everybody. So I will be getting that tomorrow. So
that's why you just, as soon as you see somebody coming with that piece of paper, you disappear.
Oh, no.
Because if they don't give it to you, you're not fired.
Well, I'm not going to be fired until whatever the end date is, which I'm assuming they're just going to have me until the end on September 30th, I think is the end date. So.
Now, they're closing this office completely, or are they just downsizing?
Oh, no, they're closing this division.
Oh, God.
So,
I know what's going to happen soon. This is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the phone ring. Hello, thank you for calling the name of Jeffrey's company. My name is John.
Yeah, so basically the mortgage servicing division of the bank I work for is they're selling it off. They're selling off the assets, the loans that we're servicing, and then just shutting us down. So no longer will there be a division I probably shouldn't be saying over the internets. So, no division of my bank. Their reverse mortgage, although they're the ones which are still One West loans, they're going to be continuing for a while longer. But I think they're handling that a little bit differently. Besides the fact that the mortgage servicing software that we use has plenty of flashbacks to the 1980s, hopefully the new servicer has better software. But that's another matter altogether. Oh, this also means that everybody else, if the new servicer has a similar process, will now have to be recalled for cell phone consent because it's a different company. And I won't have to do the calling. Jeez. My question is if I'm going back there because I'm doing this project of trying to get these cell consents, I go back, if they're going to still have us do this, or we're going to be like, oh, screw this. especially for the people who we currently have that we've been calling, we're not going to be talking to at all. Some of them are like years past due. Some of them were already transferred to a collections agency. They could come back to us for various reasons. So we were attempting to get cell phone consent, but we haven't talked to them in over 2 years. So,
oh, well, in that case.
I don't think we're going to be talking to them. And who knows, the number that we have may not actually be their number anymore. The only thing is, nobody will answer the damn phone to tell us it's a wrong number. So we could stop calling. Anyways.
So, Jeff, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
Anyways.
Hmm.
So, Ben, since you like talking.
Yeah, I know, right? Since Gary's being super quiet today.
I was letting Jeff, you know, update everybody and get it off his chest.
Yeah, that's not the last. And I remind you, this is not the last we're going to be hearing of this.
honestly, right now I'm in the moment of sarcasm.
Yes, you are.
Where it's like, I'm fine. But they just decided to do this. They asked me if it would be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, is it all right if we sell everything and fire you? Is that okay?
Sure. Perfectly fine by me.
Okay. We'll give you a few extra bucks and you take some money from the state while you're at it. Have a good day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I was bitching before the show. I hate college-age kids. I really fucking hate them.
No, you were once a college-age kid.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though. And I never thought the day would come where I'd say it's like a major generation difference. It is, because most of these kids that I work with have never worked before in their life. They have no work ethic. And the other thing, they don't know tact. They haven't. And I think tact is something you don't really learn it. It just comes with age and discretion. I think tact and discretion are two things that come with age. They don't come with you can't learn it. And I've started to learn that half these kids I work with don't know what either one of them is, and most of them don't have a work ethic and like to cry and complain about everything, while the rest of us, big adults, sit back and just roll our eyes and go, Jesus effing Christ. I was telling before the show about how I'd planned on going to the pool today and enjoy my afternoon. I was going to spend a couple good 2 or 3 hours in the lazy river just enjoying myself. Needless to say, yeah. Ever had one of those days, Jeff? I think you probably have one now where you had such high hopes for the day and it just all got destroyed in about 30 seconds.
Oh, I had no high hopes for today, but but yeah, I get what you mean.
So yeah, that pretty much ruined my day. I come home and I got back into bed and I got up about an hour before we started taping. So
nice.
Yeah. So let me tell you, what a way to waste a day.
So you're well rested.
Oh yeah, I'm well rested, but I'm mentally flipping exhausted. So, but I am enjoying my sweet green tea with mint from Sonic. Hey. Sonic half price burgers on Tuesdays.
Gary,
nothing as exciting or dramatic on my end.
you have stability, damn you!
Oh, I don't know about the stability part. Balance is questionable. it has been a bitchy week for work. Yeah. And I'm so glad that I have tomorrow off because it's Pride, bitches. Saturday here in Erie, we're having our annual Pride picnic. Instead of having a Pride festival kind of thing, instead we put on a picnic because we're a smaller city and we're more social, kind of family friendly, inclusive. So I've been doing this picnic gig for 6 or 7 years now. I and another person, Jeremy, co-coordinate the kitchen. And we prepare the food for feeding roughly between 300 and 400 people. So what we do, and for our pride, for our picnic, it's no cost. So everybody can come and attend for free. They can eat for free. It's potluck, but we do provide main dish items as well as all the beverages. So that's why I'm taking tomorrow off, because tomorrow is nothing but a prep day. I got to go grocery shopping and get a lot of stuff and do things. And when Jeremy gets out of work, he's coming over to my place and we're going to finish the prep and then get up very early Saturday morning and spend the whole day preparing, planning out, carrying out, and then cleaning up and wrapping up the picnic. And then on Sunday, right now, actually, it's Pride Week in Pittsburgh. So on Sunday is the March parade and festival. So I'm going down there for that to be supportive of the Berg Bears, which I've been involved with since 99. So I have a very busy weekend coming up ahead of me, but work was a bitch, and I had two drench for meetings this week. Half the committee could meet one time, the other half met the other night. So we're doing some planning stuff for the run. And I am on my second cocktail because I got very irritated with work, especially today. So
I wish I had a cocktail.
It's quite tasty.
I know. I was going to say, right now, that does sound pretty...
Okay. Sunday, since we're not recording on Sunday, I'm totally going to see Man of Steel at the Alamo Draft House, and I wish I would be able to order a pitcher of beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They make you have, what, at least two people?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Although, one time I did order a pitcher of beer, and they actually gave it to me.
Wow.
It was just me. Anyway, moving on.
Well, and don't forget to look out for the satellite that says Wayne Industries on it.
Okay.
Yeah. That tells you right there a Batman movie is coming too.
We already knew that a Batman movie would be coming.
I know.
We don't have any details because it's not the priority. It's the Justice League, which is the higher priority.
But cross your fingers and pray to God it ain't fucking involving Christian Bale. Yikes.
No, it will not be Nolanverse, so it will not have...
Thank
Christian
God.
Bale. Now, despite the fact that Christopher Nolan might be producing it.
You know, the only thing I would wish was that Michael Keaton was 20 years younger and could play Batman again.
No.
Am I the only one that liked the Michael Keaton Batman?
Don't get me wrong. In all honesty, I liked his Batman. Hated his Bruce Wayne. Loved his Batman.
Yeah.
I actually liked... what's his name? Val Kilmer, the best. Dang. Because I think his Bruce Wayne and his Batman were both amazing. Although I think George Clooney had the best Bruce Wayne. Terrible Batman.
Terrible Batman, yeah.
So, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so needless to say, it's going to be kind of a weird show tonight since nobody's here.
Well, we're here.
There's three of us.
There's three of us. Eric is working this evening. Damon's been sucking too much of something.
No, sick.
With all the strep throat going around, you know.
Got a dirty dick out there.
You gotta love the kennel cough.
By the way,
yes,
the original show only had three people, anyways.
Well, this is true.
It's just for some reason, this generation decided to go to four and then five. So a three-person episode is just fine. Maybe shorter.
This is true.
Right now, hold on. One thing I forgot to check here. So it'll only take like 3 seconds.
Two, three. Yeah, okay, your time's up.
I said about 3 seconds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just make that. Well, I don't know. Anyways, as far as I can know, no likes on Facebook, no Bear Underground stuff. There might have been something on Google Plus. Okay, got it. Except then it says, hey, by the way, you've got new tabs. And then I have to set up the new profile. Anyways, moving on.
Alrighty.
We are so ready for this show.
Yeah.
Moving on. So tell us, Ben, what's going on Heat Sinks?
This week, Heat Sinks Arcade, we are going to play the ever popular Mappy, which I never really understood the whole purpose of that game.
Mappy? I've never even heard the game.
Yeah, it came out in 84. You play a mouse who's chasing after kitty bad guys who have stolen all kinds of stuff, but here's the catch. You don't really have any fucking powers against them. You just have to stay away from them. So it's like...
Wait a minute, so you're chasing them, but you have to stay
away? No, you're not chasing them. You're trying to collect the stolen items and stay away from them. And I'm like kind of going...
It's a sneaky thing.
Yeah, it kind of makes no sense, though.
So you're being a thief.
Yeah, well, no, because you're supposed to be the cop collecting the stuff from the thieves. So that's kind of the weird part. And then from 1984, we will also be playing, 85, Nintendo's versus the Goonies, because everybody loves the Goonies, and the video game made even less sense than the movie. So that'll be coming up. I think we'll do Mappy tonight or tomorrow, and we'll probably do Goonies before I go back to work on Sunday. So that's coming up.
Nice. So it's that time of year. The time of pride.
Yeah.
It is now time to discuss what is the state of the gay.
Was that supposed to be your best Ted Kennedy?
No. There was no way. That was supposed to be. It was supposed to be something official and lectury or speechy, something like that.
Speechy.
Speechy.
We are here today on this, the June 13th of 2013.
And by the way, I'm hearing an echo. I'm getting this echo. What the fuck?
This is perfect for what I'm doing because it's like I'm speaking out to a big area full of people.
Yikes.
It is now time to discuss the state of the gay. So that is
kind of like the
gay,
Hunger Games, only different.
More like the Starvation Games.
I have a dream is more what I was thinking.
Yeah, that didn't work too well for you either.
You are not a strong black man.
Yeah, that's true.
I may have been mistaken for a strong black woman at one point.
Oh my. We will be speaking about strong black women later on in the picks.
Oh, my.
Black women and watermelon. That's all I have to say.
Didn't we already do that one? I think
we haven't.
Shh.
Okay.
If y'all did, I wasn't around.
Never mind. Moving on.
Dick. Okay, so Jeff, whose topic was this? Was this yours, Jeffrey?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Do I keep track of this thing? No. So I'm going to look over at Gary here, and I imagine he's to my left.
Which direction are you? I was going to say, which direction are you looking at?
I'm going to look to the left, which is where I think Gary is sitting. Ben, you're to my right. Oh. So you're my right-hand man.
Yikes.
What does that tell you?
I should be terribly scared.
Tells you this podcast is going to hell. Anyways, Gary, to tell
us. Eric actually was the one who came up with the topic.
It came up with the topic, but is not here.
Well, it's not his fault necessarily. You know, it's June, it's Pride Month. We are coming up on the anniversary of Stonewall. We are also awaiting the Supreme Court to make their decisions on two cases which could change the course of things regarding equality. So the question is, where do we feel currently in today's world that the gay, lesbian, bi, trans, queer, blah, 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 rest of the alphabet.
Say it right. Say it right. I'm looking at the notes.
I'm not saying
what
that.
The rest of the GLBTQ, what the fucks?
Yeah. Okay,
however you
off,
fit in.
State of the gay. What is all of those? Because there's more to that. Right? GLBTQ, as queer.
As long as we're not throwing in furries and everything else, we're okay.
No, it's like, first off, LGBT people, join me over here on camera two. Here's what I want to tell you guys. I understand there are very specific groups within the LGBT community. In fact, I just do GLBT or LGBT. I don't care which way. You know, I don't care if the lesbians are first. I don't care if the gays are first. Although I think gays should be first just because gay actually encompasses almost all of them. Because lesbians are basically just gay women.
But lesbians are big and scary.
I know. I
understand. They'll beat you up.
But they can be very friendly. Anyways.
Where?
But But queer, you know what you guys, you queer people are? You're gay.
Knock it off.
Okay. So that's a G. That's still a G. So we don't need the Q. Sure, you can identify yourself as queer. That's a subset. Because you don't hear us doing LGBTQB for bear.
Don't forget F for furry.
F for furry. You know? It's starting to get out of hand because I think there at one time there was two T's. There was like transgendered and transsexual were two separate things. You know,
why not just
in essence they are. I mean, don't get me wrong. So I'm not trying to be.
But would you rather be the GLBTQFB community or would you rather be the alternative lifestyle community?
I wouldn't take alternative lifestyle community because that doesn't deal necessarily specifically with sexuality. So I'm not going to worry about that part. Oh. But I can understand a short acronym, but gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, that's enough. Okay. Actually, it should just be GBT. Gay, bi, trans.
Thank you.
Because, lesbians, I love you to death. I do. You're fantastic.
But you're
really
gay.
I do. You are just gay women. I'm sorry. You're gay women. You just get a special name. Does that really require having you as a G and an L?
But the question is, do we actually have any?
All we need.
Do we actually have any lesbians that listen to this podcast?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
I mean, we do have a straight woman that listens. We have Miss Tammy.
You never know.
I would actually like her opinion on that one. That would be interesting.
Yeah. So
as a straight person,
you know what? Additional poll. I'm calling. There's going to be two today.
Are we going to have dueling polls to play with? I want a stroke.
Well, actually, this is more of a survey. So,
Jeff, I want a stroke.
I want to know
of your polls.
I want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this up on the Facebook page and the Google Plus page. I want to know your opinions on is the whole GLBTQ what the fucks
overkill?
Overkill.
Yes. Yes.
And what should that acronym be, if anything? If anything. Or should we just call ourselves the gay community? Because, gay completely is the overall idea behind things. That if you're bi, you're essentially half gay. For all intents and purposes, you are half gay. If you are, and for all intents and purposes, we're all gay. We're all happy.
Okay. You lost your job. I'm dealing with idiot kids. I don't consider us happy right now.
Anyway, so I actually wanted to see find some resource that shows the full acronym that it's at right now.
Hmm. And by the way, side note, Jeff, I think me and you both need to review The Crow. I think maybe we need to watch that.
The Crow?
The Crow. That's probably single-handedly one of the most depressing movies ever. We've had a bad one.
You know what? I think it might actually only be ending at GLBTQI.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That sounds like the name of some sort, like abbreviation of some sort of like chain store.
So it's gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans. I'm going to say trans because trans really covers transsexual, transgendered, and transvestite because all of them start with trans.
They're very different. My head is starting to hurt, Jeff.
If we're starting to get if we're to do each individual GLBT, it would be GLBT, TT, QQ.
Don't forget the S. And the B.
No. I think they've only gotten to GLBTQI.
And hold on. We need L for the
there's
leather.
Actually
the leather.
An A.
We need the leather. We need the L for the leather community. We need the B for the bear.
No.
F for the
leather's,
furries.
Leather's different. Leather covers every non. Gay, heterosexual.
But now that my head is like throbbing and spinning from all these letters, let's continue.
I found a Yahoo answer here that says what the heck does GLBTQI mean? And
interspecies
says that leatherfolk, BDSM practitioner. Queer, straights, and tons of people have found shelter under the umbrella of GLBTQI.
Oh my God.
Not because you want to lump everyone together, but to provide areas of something in common, which is a non-mainstream sexuality and gender expression. Here's my answer to this. GLBTQ. I could probably throw in the Q, because if you say queer, then you probably could consider straight people that have queer tendencies, like stuff. So.
But what the hell does the I stand for? Is that interspecies? I mean,
intersexual.
I don't. Well, moving on. Please, for the love of God, move on.
With mixed gender characteristics. So,
oh Christ!
Yeah, so, I'm just going to say, email us, post a comment on our blog. Do you think that this is going too far? And can we abbreviate? Should be GBT? Should it be GLBT? Should it be GLBTQ? Should it be GLBTQI? And why do we have to keep going on that? By the way, L, I'm still iffy on. And starting with, if we're going to put the L in, starting with the L or the G, I really don't care. I mean, it could be LGBT or GLBT. Yeah. I think GLBT works better, though.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's 9 minutes of your life you will never get back.
Sorry.
I'm serious. I am just, my head is like spinning right now.
Yeah, the only liquor I have in this house right now is cream de coco.
And that stuff is absolutely hideous by itself.
Yeah, so I put a little water in it to kind of.
And see, I've got that in creme de menthe, and I'm sitting here thinking I'm not making grasshoppers right now.
Grasshopper pie is awesome, though.
But anyways, back to the state of the gay.
I'm going to just put myself on mute for a while here.
Oh, Jesus, great. All right, that's our show for this afternoon. Okay, Gary, so tell us.
Well, since Jeff has decided to put himself on mute, now I can actually say something. So, that being said, as I was trying to get a word in, but somebody was on a rant. To be fair, I understand where Jeff's coming from about like L represents lesbians, but my question is, if lesbians are gay women, then what is the unique term for gay men? I'll just let everyone think about that. Because if you want, I believe in balance. So if your lesbians get a special naming convention, then gay men should have a special naming convention.
Well,
and I don't think we have one. You're on mute. You're on mute. I thought you weren't here.
I'm sorry. I have a question. you know an island of men only?
Huh?
What?
Do you know an island of men only? A society of men only, no women, just men.
Well, all women are they're not Amazons. What is that? What they are?
They're the lesbian comes from the Isle of Lesbos,
yeah, which right. was which supposedly an all female community.
So it could have been an Amazon community.
What is an island of all men then?
Exactly. That's my question.
A damn good time.
Woo! Okay, going back on me.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, I guess my perspective on it is I don't care how long the alphabet gets, just as long as everyone's, you know, being accepted for who they are. Who gives a shit? That being said.
By the way, I'm actually looking real quick. What's a group of gay men called? And some of the answers are quite interesting, to say the least. This is from sodahead.com. They've come up with a flock of peacock, a flock of humpy, a flock of fun, a gaggle. So kind of like geese's were a gaggle.
The village people.
Or is one of the best answers. One of the best answers I have found is a meat mob or San Franciscoans. There you go. So that comes from sodahead.com for the answers to what a group of gay men are called. I kind of like just calling them a gaggle of gays.
Butt pirates, ass bandits.
Butt pirates, yeah, it's always a good one.
I have said for many years now when it comes to a group of gay men that it's a gaggle of faggles. But
wasn't that a show on HBO? No, it was Fraggle Rock. Never mind.
Yeah. And that was a Muppet thing.
Yeah. Pretty scary.
Although I think you're right, it probably was on HBO or something.
A gaggle of fraggles. Faggles, fraggles. They all looked kind of gay, anyways.
And everybody presumed Red was a lesbian. Anyways, so that being said,
I used to say the same thing about Natalie on The Facts Alive.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of wandered. So where do we feel things are in our neck of the woods? I'm kind of taking this a little literally. I think Erie has some much needed work ahead of it. We're not stuck in the past, but my city is very much a retired kind of subset town. The kids are graduating and leaving. You know, they might be coming for college here out of like one of the local four colleges, but then they're kind of taken off and they're not sticking around. So I'm in the midst of an aging population that this city has been rumored for decades to have been run by the mafia. So we have that running for us right now. I mean, no, seriously. I mean, if you happen to talk to anybody and you look it up, our mall is – the outline is in the shape of a handgun, which helps the urban legend. So that being said – oh, and we've had Italian mayors for like decades. Imagine that. So I think that we've got some ways to go. I think that our local community gets in its own way. And that might be true in a lot of different places, but we are nowhere near as progressive or as organized as it is in other cities. Like, you know, I'm going to go to Pittsburgh Pride, for example, on Sunday. They are more organized, but they also kind of get in their own way, you know, for some of the things that they want to do. I've traveled, you know, across the nation and been to other gay communities, and some of them really, they seem to have it together because they're highly organized. There's always stuff going on, activities to partake in, a gazillion organizations, whether they be political or educational or social, whatever the case may be. So I think in my little neck of the woods, we've got some progress to be made, definitely. And I think that we're not going to get out of our own way unless they can quit being concerned about their own lives and be motivated to do other things. I've had friends who have left, moved away. They come back and they go out to the bar and they're like, wow, it's the same people at the bar. And they look the same and they bitch about the same things and they're not really doing anything. And I'm like, yep.
Well,
so what about Austin, kids? What's it like down there in your neck of the woods?
Well, remembering that once upon a time, Austin was known as the San Francisco of the Southwest. I don't know. Is that still the case now, some 20 years later?
I don't know. At least the bear community, there's a bunch of people, but I really couldn't really say because, well, again, I don't get out much. So I really couldn't say. I think it's healthy. It's very healthy.
Would you say that they're being progressive, that they're making advances and the community is accepting, or do you guys have hate crimes and all that kind of shenanigans?
You know what? No. I mean, we're the blue spot in the red state. I mean, and keep Austin it's, weird, et cetera.
That,
I mean,
it's, is that like a really reverse, like a reverse period? The blue spot in the sea of red?
No. It's like we're Democratic here at the state capitol while the rest of the state is blazing red Republican. I mean, we're probably the gayest friendly city in Texas.
In Texas?
Mm-hmm.
More so than Houston or
I don't, Dallas, you know, Fort Worth? I, being somebody that has lived in the Dallas area, I don't know, because Dallas was pretty flipping gay friendly, because actually Dallas passed a lot of the anti-gay discrimination laws before Austin did by about, I want to say it was a couple of years.
I don't know. I don't get out much, so I really couldn't say. All I know is when I go, if I ever do go down to the bar and have a panic attack, there's a bunch of people there when I'm there on a Friday or something. But, I mean, I really couldn't tell you. I've never seen any problem at all. I haven't heard about any hate crimes or anything.
Okay.
So I think we're healthy. We're good. And I mean, like the Lone Star Bears have stuff going on all the time. I'm sure the Hot Bears are probably having stuff going on all the time. But.
So, and then the second part of the topic is, about where do we think we're going to be in 5 years.
Didn't even ask you. Didn't even ask me how it is up in Lubbock. I don't live in Austin.
Well, fine. How is it up in Lubbock?
Absolutely non-existent. See, that's the one of the big problems with this part of the world being a college. Well, I mean, Lubbock's a college town, so Lubbock is a very transient town. Lubbock grows by 30,000 people every August. It shrinks by 30,000 people again in December, grows in January, and then shrinks again in May. Lubbock is very cliquish. It's with the, I call it the overdose of younger gays. Lubbock is not a great place to be. Is there gay bashing? No. But is there any sense of community out here? Absolutely not. It's the same 50, 7,500 people that go out, that are active with like the MCC, that are active with you know, any of the local gay groups. It's the same people. There's no life in these groups. Lubbock is definitely not the place to be if you're gay, unless you're a young Texas Tech student and want to hang out with all your little tech friends during the academic year. The rest of the time, God, it sucks, and not in a good way.
So Lubbock has an MCC chapter?
Yes, we do. And I hate to say, not a good one. No, it's really not. The same woman has run it for going on 25 years now, and she's been very opposed to change. Back in the 2002-2003 era, the Cathedral of Hope in Dallas, which was the largest MCC church in the nation at that time, before it left the denomination, had actually approached a lot of smaller churches, including the MCC in Lubbock, about basically being satellite churches for the Cathedral of Hope. This would have been a great opportunity for a lot of the smaller MCCs to have more resources available to them to help strengthen whatever you want to call our community. We'll just call ourselves the Alphabet Soup community. And they absolutely just shit all over it. They wanted nothing to do with it. They thought the way they were doing things were great. In the last 15 years, they have actually lost 40% of their membership, because they're not willing to grow and expand and go with the changes of the day. So this is definitely a kind of a sad place to be if you are gay. Not from the perspective of there's hate crimes and all that crap going on out here, but just because there is no sense of community out here.
That's unfortunate. So with that being said, I didn't mean to skip over Lubbock, Ben. I just
everybody should, though. I highly recommend it.
Well, I wasn't meaning to skip over it. I figured if you had anything to say, you would have said it. And you did. So in regards to the 5 years thing, I'll be very curious to see where stuff's at. One of my good friends here in town is actually in charge of the newsletter that gets printed every single month. He's also in charge of the website that the newsletter is connected to. He's the president of the newly formed organization of the Pride Alliance here, and he has been involved in the gay community for nearly, 25 years. So his perspective is very different than mine, because mine's only about 15 plus years in reference. I don't know where we're going to be in 5 years. I think that we're in this weird, we catch the tail end of everything else that happens on the national scale. So that being said, I think in 5 years on the bigger picture, we're going to see some things that will change. I think the Supreme Court's decisions that come out later this month will set a trend. I think that the 12 states that have recognized equal marriage is a trend. Basically, my feeling on it is that it's a big generational issue that we're dealing with. And I don't know if you can make a big measurement in 5 years. I think in 10 to 20 years, you can definitely see some significance in change, whether that be good or bad.
Well, yeah. Let's start off with marriage equality. Like, in 5 years, how far of a progress will we have made in the United
States? I think we're at a stall point now. I think we're going to stall for at least a decade. And the reason why, because you still have diehard red states such as Texas, mm-hmm. such as your southern states. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen unless the feds get involved. And unfortunately, my legal training comes into this one. That has always been a states' rights deal. That has always been left to the discretion of the states. The feds really need to keep their nose out of it. Every state is welcome to do what their constituents would like. But I think that you've seen this. You've seen a lot of states, the 12 that have said, okay, this is cool. That's going to be it for a while. You might have one or two stragglers over the next 5 to 10 years. But, you know, you take a look at states like Texas and Mississippi. Good Lord. Mississippi will be the last state to do anything.
Yeah, I always thought Texas would, but
well, no, Mississippi, as far as gay rights are concerned, Mississippi ranks dead last and will probably always rank dead last because there's such a bunch of inbred idiots. But that's neither here nor there. Most of your southern states are very, very staunch Republican. They're not going to go along with this. Now, if the feds come along and say you have to, they're going to fight pretty hard. But I think that we're kind of at a standstill now. Gay rights are going to get pushed kind of on the back burner because look at what all else is going on right now. We've got the FBI scandal, the NSA scandal. We've got a bunch of other weird, you know, we got a bunch of other weird stuff going on right now. So gay rights are going to get pushed off to the back burner probably until the next presidential election. Then they'll come up again. But I think the thing we need to look out for is what's going on in other countries, especially what's going on in Russia right now. That should scare people everywhere.
So, but my question was, are we going to get any new states within the next 5 years? Do you think we could get any more? I'll take that as a no.
Okay, I'm terribly sorry. I actually have my big boss at work shooting me a quick message about some stuff.
That's okay.
Okay, so the question was, in the next 5 years, do we see any more states joining the bandwagon? Two or three. I think we're done for a while. I think, maybe honestly, I hate to say it, when it comes to that right now, like I said, we've got bigger fish, I hate to say it, to fry right now, because I'm sorry, right now my privacy is more of a concern than whether or not I can marry somebody.
So here's a question. Is there any states which are currently making progress towards that we can tell of? Like, is there been an actual debate somewhere? Because I would suspect,
you know,
you're right.
Really,
northern
really
states
know.
Are probably more
I really
it.
I don't know. Maybe Gary does, but I don't know. I think the way I understand it, though, the 12 that we've got, that's...
Well, I think it
Gary,
comes
your
audio's
in. Really screwed up, buddy. There you go. I hear static.
And it wasn't even a RoboGary sort of thing.
I know,
well.
RoboGary.
Hey, that's much better. So
we'll have enough of that.
Yes.
I think it's infectious in that I think it'll ebb and flow. I agree with Ben that it's going to kind of calm down for a little while, but I think there's going to be some spikes. I think we might see the West Coast states, which are considered more liberal and progressive. California, you know, obviously is waiting on the Supreme Court to get their act together. And then, you know, Washington, Oregon, maybe Arizona. That's a very big question mark to me because I think there's more of a population in the state than is recognized on the legislative aspect. So to me, that's a little bit of a question mark. I agree with Ben that, like, some of the states are going to be absolute holdouts. But, you know, Illinois was recently up and there was a whole bunch of crap going on with that. And I know a lot of people were really pissed off about the way it went legislatively. So I don't know. I think within 5 years, I think a good average would be one a year. Over the course of 5 years, we might get another five. And to me, that seems to be right on par. Like, my mother and I had a talk many years ago. Hell, probably 8 to 10 years ago. I told her, I said, what needs to happen is people got to die. And I don't mean that to be rude. I mean that to be factual. My grandparents and then my parents' generations have to die off because their mindset and their upbringing of when they came up in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, well, before the revolutions, you know, started for civil rights and gay rights and all that, their mindsets are different. And I think when that kind of ages out of the population, it's natural progression.
Well,
and so that's why
you're still looking realistically at a minimum of probably another 20 to 30 years, because the thing is, you have a lot of people that were born that were boomers that did live through all this, but they're still very anti everything.
Well, and I also think
you're looking at a minimum of 20 to 30 years, but realistically for our community to achieve what could be construed as complete equality, I think you're looking at at least another whole generation before that happens, if not possible even two.
Yeah, well, and you also have to think that there was probably a little bit more bias in the 1980s, with the AIDS crisis. I mean, that threw everybody for a anti-gay loop for a while there. So I think that's also going to be affecting everything. And I think you're right. I mean, to get to a point where we've got all 50 or at least 49 states in the union with a marriage equality is probably going to take at least 50 years, if not 60. I really don't. And I think it's one of those things where you're going to get those people, you're going to get those states, which, sure, it's a little difficult through in the next, you know, 10 years maybe, but they'll eventually get it. But then you're right, like Mississippi, Texas, I wouldn't say Georgia. Georgia has a pretty good.
Oklahoma.
I mean, you've got plenty of the southern or central Midwestern states. Which would be very difficult to get that. And there's some states which I think it's just kind of not considered an issue because of population-wise, like Wyoming. There's nothing in Wyoming. Absolutely nothing. I mean,
no, you're thinking Montana. The city of Fort Worth, Texas has more people than the entire state of Montana.
Yeah, but I'm absolutely certain there's nothing in Wyoming. Absolutely nothing. I mean, I don't even know why there's a state there.
All right. But, you know what? I want everyone that listens to this podcast in the state of Wyoming to call in or to send a goddamn email and correct the record for Jeff, because I think that's very slanderous.
I don't know.
To even question the existence of a state.
I drove.
Wyoming
there was nothing there except for this one cop who decided to pull me over and give me a warning because I didn't make a complete stop at a light where the only car was the cop coming the other way while I was turning off of a highway onto it and going the opposite direction. And I didn't quite make the complete stop.
So this is all about a cop that stopped you. How many years ago?
1997?
Mm-hmm. But, you want to talk about a state that doesn't have anything.
There's nothing there. I mean,
drive through fucking Kansas.
Tell me one thing. Tell me one thing that's in Wyoming.
Cows.
Tell me one thing that's in Wyoming of any significance.
Nature. Shit.
There's nothing in Wyoming. There's not even a national park as far as I know.
Wyoming is a beautiful state. Don't be shitting on it.
There's nothing there. It's just this plains. There's nothing.
I think you're...
And on that note...
Wyoming's the world's boring state. I think they're probably more likely to be last just because... No one there cares because there's barely anyone there.
But of course, we digress. Jesus Christ. Here's what it boils down to, okay? You're going to see challenges over the next decade, and it's going to be on the federal level. The feds are going to start getting involved in the whole marriage issue. Do the feds have a right to be involved? Absolutely not.
I beg
that's up to each individual. The thing is, though, the states were given their own individual rights by the federal government. This was one of them.
That's
now,
true,
the feds
Ben.
Can, now, the feds, but here's the catch, though. This is how the feds can get involved and keep everyone happy. Okay, let's say you live in Texas, but you came from, let's just say, Hawaii. You were married in Hawaii. You were a resident of the state of Hawaii. You moved to Texas. Now, the feds can twist Texas's arm and say, you don't have to permit gay marriage to happen in your state, but you have to recognize an existing legal binding marriage from another state for the purposes of benefits, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to allow them to happen, but you have to recognize if somebody came from somewhere else. Exactly. And there was actually a story in the Texas Bar Journal about this, about how the way that could work is, guess what? You can't live in Texas, go to another state and get married. You would have to be a resident of that state. So, you know, go move to Hawaii for 6 months, get married, come back. If this is where you want to be, great, fine, dandy. But to sit there and tell the states you will allow gay marriage, that's not the federal government's – that's not their job. They gave those rights to the states. The states have the right to decide. If the majority of a state feels that it's wrong, it's immoral, it's illegal, it's illicit, whatever, that's what their constituents have said. If you want to challenge that, then by God, get out there and get active. Get active politically. Because guess who votes? Old people. No, and I'm not kidding because I would love to find. I would love to find this study.
It's true. Oh my god.
I would love to find this study, and I think it was our good buddy Urso Chappelle who had posted this. I guess almost a year ago, talking about the voting record of gays. Do you know gays have some of the? Have some of the lowest turnout, whatever for voting, as far as specific groups. Blacks and Hispanics outvote us like 100-1. If more of our alphabet soup community would get out there and vote and get involved and talk to their congressmen, to their senators, to their local state representative, you know, all those people, we might get a little further. But so many people have this very standoffish, no, I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, then don't expect anything to change.
And I can understand that. The thing I want to say, Ben, is my feeling on the marriage equality issue is this. The federal government at some point, it may not be this summer, it may not be the Supreme Court, but at some point is going to have to put down the lay of the law and say, you no longer have the right to use a legal definition of a word to be the same as a spiritual definition of a word. Mm-hmm. And that is when people's minds are going to be blown, because those of us that immediately understand it are fighting against those that don't understand that or don't see it from that perspective. And I said that years ago to my own mother. I said, the thing about gay marriage that bothers me is I don't like using those two words, because it's not a gay marriage. It's about equality of rights. And the reality is that the federal government is going to have to at one point say, these people have been ordained to have equality per these benefits. So we need to come up with a word. I don't care if it's civil unions. I don't give a shit what the hell it is. But the reality is that we supposedly had a separation of church and state, but we've magically found the nexus, the common point that where it's all messed up.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that the federal government can't tell the states what to do, but the federal government's going to have to create a definition concept of whatever this thing is, when two people are joined together, that they get these benefits, because it will be recognized on a federal level and by those states that officiate such a thing to exist within the state.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, I don't like, and people, I have actually been just brutally blasted for what I'm fixing to say, but you know, it's like, I'm sorry, but I you know, growing up in a Southern Baptist home in a very dominant Southern Baptist state, I don't agree with most of what they said, but some of the basics I always have. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Civil union, commitment, committed partners. I like that term. I don't like the term marriage. For you know, if I'm with somebody, I don't need a fancy term. I will tell you this much. I don't like the term husband, and I don't like the term marriage, because that are things that traditionally, even though I don't believe in most of the values of that of the church, that's they can have those definitions. I consider you my partner, my boyfriend, whatever. You know, if I'm going to be with you, you're going to be my committed life partner. I mean, I like that better than husband. I don't like the term husband in that context. I never have. And I have been blatantly, I mean, I've just been brutally blasted for this. But, you know, I just, why the fuck do you have to have legal recognition of anything? What the fuck does that matter? If you're happy with each other and you know you're both together, what the fuck does it matter what anyone else fucking thinks? Okay. If you're worried about such things like estate planning, every state has laws that will allow you to give gifts to your partner, you know, without having any problems, if you go see an attorney and do it. So many people don't. I just don't care for those terms. If you're happy and you're with somebody, what the fuck does it matter if you got a piece of paper that says it? That piece of paper to me is worthless and meaningless. It's what's inside of your heart that matters.
Marriage is a religious concept. It has no business being in our, part of our laws. Drink. This
Are we
is
doing
actually
the
part.
Oh, no,
is, wow. Actually, on COL 43, way back when, we did the COL drinking game. One of them was the co-host at the time, Keith, kept saying marriage is a religious concept. Has no business being part of our laws. We've talked about this before.
Yes. A long time.
And over again. There is a reason why it was part of our drinking game.
Yeah, no shit.
Also,
by the way, that is one of the highest rated videos that we have, is the drinking challenge.
I believe it.
I think it's time for a redo with Gary this time. With Gary and Eric, so.
Oh, we'll have to do
that. Does Eric drink?
I don't think he does. So I think he can be our referee.
He'll be the designated
MC. Because last time we let Damon drink, we watched him throw up on camera, or we saw him go to the bathroom to throw up.
I was gonna say he didn't puke on camera. He just
But you could see him in the bathroom, hurled, you know, hunched over the toilet.
We can see him in the bathroom.
But okay, so 5 years from now, Russia, as we know now, they're having a lot of problems. They've pretty much said, gays, guess what? We're going to fucking beat the hell out of you. We're going to arrest you. We're going to torture you. We're going to kill you. That's pretty much what the Russian government has said.
Didn't another government say that somewhere in Africa?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But I'm more worried about what's going on in Russia. So where do you think gay rights in Russia will be 5 years from now?
Probably in the same place.
If not worse.
For some reason, I feel like they're very stagnant country.
I beg to differ. I feel differently. I can't predict the future, but I think they're volatile. I think that they are comfortable, but with, for instance, groups like Pussy Riot protesting and getting arrested, I think when the nation makes decisions like this, and it's going to end up in the future impacting their country, because eventually the United Nations countries will be like, you know what, you're infringing on human rights. You're starting to like really take into a direction that is not progressive. It's actually backwards. I'm not saying that we're going to put sanctions against them, but I think they're just going to start to feel some heat in different ways. And I think eventually the people might riot back and be like, you know what, all you old fucks, get the hell out of the government. We want
to see. Here's the problem with that. With that line of that line of thinking doesn't work there, because Putin is doing everything in his power to turn the pseudo democratic Russia back into the former Soviet Union. He is a dictator. Okay, he is not a president. He is a blatant dictator. And the thing is, he has enough people behind him that even if he was assassinated tomorrow, I think a lot of these values are going to continue, because I think the Russian people became just – they didn't know what the hell to do after 70 years of communism. Well, hell, the last 20-something – 20, 30 years of pseudo-democratic type government hasn't worked for them either. And I don't – I think it's going to probably be – I'm going to have to agree with Jeff. It's probably going to be the same as it is now. I actually think it's going to get worse, because Putin's not – Putin and his people are not leaving power. And they're really trying to push the ways of the former Soviet Union. And, of course, one of the big things of the former Soviet Union is homosexuality, state crime. And that's essentially what they're trying to do with it again.
I think it remains unseen.
But so. we are not psychic or psycho, so we can't really tell you what's going to happen. Ooh. Maybe we need to get Madam Regev on here, and he can read the future for us. I heard he does a little palm reading and things like that.
You do that over the internet?
Palm reading or palm painting?
I don't know. Something to do with his palm. And by the way, he will be joining us in 2 weeks to talk about the love of Eurovision and the gay man, amongst other things.
Well, that's going to be a loads of fun.
It actually probably will be, because it will be the Regev hour.
Basically, no. Anyway, moving on. Has our piece been said with the state of the gay?
I think so, but from now on, I refuse to call us the GLBTQBRQA. I'm just going to call us the alphabet soup community.
Or just gay community.
No, because that's too simple. I think
we're going to be people who like people. Just let it go with that. Whatever.
Wasn't that a Depeche Mode song?
Maybe.
If you know, give us a call, 361-COL-TALK.
Speaking of the state of the gay, I actually got some information about the state of the underground. The bare underground, that is.
Let me put myself on
so real quick. There's a... A lot of stuff has been happening over these 3 years, and today I was talking with Ian. And
hi, Ian.
He gave me a couple of numbers. He said, hey, I was like, you should be really proud of your site. You're working great on it. You know, he's working on a new facelift, which looks pretty cool. Can't wait for it to be fully functional and everything. So I can't wait for that. And I'm like, look, you're growing. You're doing really well on this site. And I'm very proud of you. And he says, well, right now I've got a total of 11,287 members.
Now, the former site that we used to talk about, they never hit that many, did they?
I have no idea.
I don't think they did.
I think you're right, but I have no idea.
I just think it's kind of funny because, you know, you sit there and he's doing effectively a similar type site, but yet I think his membership is considerably higher.
I don't think it's as similar as you think. He's actually growing as an average daily new members of approximately 40. I'm like, that's huge. There are 78,507 photos on the website. The What's Up posts, that's their kind of like Facebook-ish, Twitter-ish, Bruiser-ish posts, are at 78,507. Or no, that was the photos. 11,315. There are 121 groups on the site. That's including the Cubs Out Loud group.
Woohoo.
There are group posts of 7,245. We have, and this is the person-to-person conversations, 91,873. And that's just the conversations. The messages in those conversations, 710,091 messages.
Good Lord.
That's each message going back and forth.
That's almost 750,000.
Mm-hmm. There are 37.
That's an awful lot of, I'm sorry, Jeff. That's an awful lot of woofs, grrs, you're hot, and I want you to fuck me kind of comments.
I wasn't aware this was Growler. Are we getting the two confused here?
Nope. comments to posts and photos and people's profiles, I'm assuming. 37,215.
Good Lord.
People who have buddy connections are at 22,350.
Okay, hold on. How in the hell are you gonna have that many? How are you gonna have double the number of members that are buddies?
Well, you've got to think that one person can have many connections.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's buddies. And the events listed right now are only at 86. So if you've got an event, post up your events on the...
And real quickly, I would like to make public that I did not leave Bear Underground because anybody pissed me off or anything. I left for personal reasons. It had nothing to do with anything. I've just had to trim my social networking down for a period of time because of other problems that had nothing to do with anybody on there. So, because I've actually had a few people like, why aren't you on there anymore? Who pissed you off? Nobody pissed me off. I needed to get off there for a while, just like I've gotten off every single social networking site with the exception of Google+. I'm not on Growler. I'm not on Scruff. I'm not on the Book of Faces. Never have been on that one. Fuck them. Not on Bear Underground. Not on Adam for Adam. And you know what? I can actually say my life has actually been a little more exciting without these things in them for right now. So it's making me focus more on being social with actual people near me, if that makes any sense.
Awesome.
I think a lot of people have forgotten how one-on-one contact with other people work. Sometimes you need to kind of be refreshed and reminded that, yeah, you know, sometimes relationships with people that are actually near you that you can actually physically see and speak to, et cetera, are still extremely important. So there you go.
I mean,
Ian, I still love you and I would still let you and your hubby fuck me senseless.
Anyways, wow. This week's poll.
He is. Okay. I'm sorry. Ian and his hubby are both very fucking cute.
We're not arguing about that.
Yeah, we're not debating about how hot Eaton and Phil are. We're just saying
we already know that, so we're not saying anything about that. We're just moving on into this.
So for those of
Phil.
You that don't know, you should go to bearunderground.net, sign up and get a profile.
Quickly.
And I'm sure Ian would then buddy you up and you can see him. And
then you can butter him and Phil up.
Anyways, this week's poll in the LGBTQ community making advances for equality, or is the community making advances for equality? Yes, no, maybe. The road is long and far from over, or I'm waiting for the older generation to die off.
Amen. Don't forget other.
Another, of course. There's always other.
We have to have.
I never not have another. This last week's poll, we asked what type of questions are off limits from your partner, boyfriend, husband, lover, etc. We had 11 responses only. Two people said none. Nothing's off limits. Two people said past relationships. One was just past relationships, and one was past sexual relationships. So it was a slight difference. We had related to bodily functions, there were three: money, finances.
Okay, explain that one to me.
I don't.
No, actually, don't. I don't.
Some people are very touchy about what their body does.
Oh my God! I don't. When I poopy, I smell like roses. Is that what you're talking about?
I have known in relationships where you just don't discuss that. Like you don't talk about your bodily functions. You don't talk about bowel movements. You don't talk about like if you've been sick. None of that stuff. It just
hey Jerry, come see what I dropped.
I don't think it's that, Ben. I think it's more, you know, like. Here's the thing is, I come from a family. My mother was a registered nurse for 25 years.
So nothing probably yuked her out.
So, well, I mean, it's like you accept things as a fact of life. But for some people, they don't want to talk about that. They're like, nope. They don't want. It's kind of like people who get sick when they see blood or vomit. Same thing, only it's they just don't want to talk about it.
But I'll just say on a real quick side note on that. If you're with somebody and they are your partner, boyfriend, if you like the term husband. You know, that's also a health thing, too, because that kind of can, you know, talk about the state of your health.
I would totally agree. You should be able to talk about anything.
But enough about what Jerry dropped in the bowl. Continue. I agree with the next answer.
Money and finances. Two.
You know, and you know, that's like the worst one, because to me, if you're in a committed relationship with your partner, boyfriend, husband, you know what, and you are commingling money and finances, I think it's important to know where the other person stands, because you're no different than a straight couple. Trust me, plenty of women out there go love to run their husband's credit cards up and don't tell them, or go open new lines of credit and don't tell them. You know, it's no different than us.
So those questions should not be off limits, you're saying?
No, if you're in a relationship with somebody that's not just casual, but I mean you're serious.
That's the answering a question.
I think it's yes, you need to be discussing these things.
Okay.
No, there's always a caveat.
Don't agree with that one.
I mean, it's like Gary, if you just started dating somebody all of a sudden, I mean, are you going to start talking about how much money you do or don't have, or how many credit cards you have, or what your credit score is? You're not going to do that. Am I right?
It depends.
On the first date?
You didn't say on the first date. You said when you first started dating.
When you first start dating, I don't think that's those things are relevant. I mean, that's like when you're going to get serious with somebody. That's when you bring that stuff up. Because, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. You might give somebody the wrong idea if on the first, you know, 5, 10, 15 dates, it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I've got a 790 FICO score, and I've got 14 credit cards worth $300,000. I mean.
I think some people do have those discussions. It's not one that I necessarily bring up in the very beginning, but.
But would you agree it's something that needs to be brought up at some point?
Depends on
how
it goes.
I think having a discussion about finances can be healthy for a relationship, but anyways. Jeff, what else were the other options?
We had one person say sexual could be kink in nature. So apparently sex is off limits. I don't know. Politics and government is off
limits. Amen.
Religious and spiritual are totally on limits. No one even said
on limits?
Well, if it's not off limits, it must be on limits. Come on.
Yikes. Is that like the difference between being pissed off and pissed on?
Something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was your other?
Well, I already list off the others. There were two none. There was one for past relationships and one for past sexual relationships.
I kept thinking I was missing something in there somewhere.
No, I started off with that because that the other category had four responses, so it had the most responses. They were all different, well, except for the two, but still.
Cool.
So that was last week's poll.
Yay.
Yeah, and let's you know what? I think it's time for this.
That's right, kids. It's that time once again. It's time for Love on Craigslist, where we bring the best of love and lust and God only knows what else to you. This week, you know, I had two of them, and I have to, since Eric and Damon are both mysteriously not here, I think I can probably do both of them and get away with it. The first one, the first one's from New York City. It's entitled, I Took Your Purse and Felt a Connection. Tuesday night around 11:30 on 53rd, between 1st and 2nd, you came out of the subway and I followed you. You looked over your shoulder, saw me, and started walking faster. I ran up, grabbed your arm, took your purse, and ran away. I've done many a snatch and grab, but no one has ever stuck in my mind like you. There was a quick moment when our eyes met that I felt something strong, and I think you felt it too. If I wasn't so shy or committing a crime, I would have asked your name. I, of course, later got your name from your driver's license, so Jennifer would like to get together for a drink sometime. Get back to me.
Wow.
And then the other one, this was good. This was in the Missed Connections, and it's entitled, My Teeth. I left my dentures in your Silverado last night. I was going down on you, and you asked me to take my teeth out. I did, and I forgot them. I gave you my number, but I didn't get yours. Please call me ASAP. I need my teeth back. We met in the parking lot of Margarita Jones. So, there you go. I like the dentures one. I thought that was good.
Wow. That's just... Anyways. Crazy. Well, that being the case... I have two submissions for this week as well, since Ben decided to have two. The first one is just absolutely disturbing, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it disturbs me personally. It's called Please Band My Balls. I'm still in New Jersey, by the way. There's some interesting people there that post shit. It says, I am tall, good-looking, 41-year-old man who seeks someone who wants to edge play with my balls by banding them with an elastrator. I own one. Or a Berdizzo. I own one of those as well. If you ever wanted to control the destiny of someone's manhood in your hands, here is your opportunity. Once we start, it could be up to you to leave the bands on too long or destroy my balls forever.
Jeff, I think you need to be sure to throw in the the little notice ahead of time that says, you know, if you are squeamish, pregnant, nursing, may become pregnant, et cetera, et cetera. You should really just fast forward like a minute and a half. I, at this moment in time, am... Wow.
Ben, don't click the link.
No, absolutely not.
Because the pictures will be disturbing then.
And this guy hasn't been flagged yet? Well, it's New Jersey.
Mm. And then my second one is called Hair Club for Men and Women Everywhere.
Oh, God.
It's unfortunately kind of long. In fact, I'm not even going to bother to read the whole thing or anything. I'm going to post it to you or give you guys the link so you can see it. What is wrong about it is the picture that they've posted to go with it. I'm like, really? Seriously? You want to complain about hair?
I'm not just a member. I'm a client, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's like a big, like, freak out about poor service, I guess, and poor product. I don't know. And it doesn't make any sense. It's like ranting and raving and carrying on. It was like, holy. So I personally want to give it to Ben for the purse stealing. I want to date you because that's just fucking freaky and stupid at the same time.
Maybe after he gets out of jail, then get married.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, this is just insane.
I like the dentures one myself. I was going downtown and you told me to take my teeth out. I should have done with an accident.
Well, that being said,
no, unfortunately not. Well, I never really do.
Well,
occasionally I do. But not really.
Hmm.
No, I don't have anything. So moving on into links. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Yeah, and
y'all kind of laughed at this one. If y'all have already
I had a flashback to last Friday on this one.
Did we post it last Friday? Yeah, we sure as fuck did, didn't we? Go ahead, God damn. Gary.
This is a relay. This is a relay.
No. Gary, go ahead. I'm going to put my original selection back up.
Okay, just to say, because you know what, we've had repeats before. I just thought.
Yeah, I'm going to put my other one back up while Gary talks.
So just to say this, Ben's original pick that he had posted was basically last week's watermelon video by Hart, and yes, it is still very pickable. I love it. So I'll pick it. Anyway.
Okay, so my original pick before I changed it to that because I forgot, but the watermelon video, that is so fucking funny. I've even had straight people just laughing their freaking just heads off over that one. But my first pick was, guess what? She's back, Mrs. Betty Bowers. And this time she's asking, is America a Christian nation? And of course, she doesn't allow pesky facts to get in the way when providing a decisive answer to a decisive question. And she's not about to let no child sit there and upstage her. So be sure to click on that if you need a good laugh. Hers are always pretty funny, so.
They are.
And by the way, if you've never gone to devongreen.com, that's the comedian who plays Mrs. Betty Bowers, her stand-up routine, and she also does like this comedy cabaret thing that's actually very funny. So if you've never checked her out, I think she does a bunch of stuff in Vegas. So be sure to go check that out, too, because it's pretty funny.
My pick for this week is actually, because it's Gay Pride Month, I tend to do this every June when it comes around. I catch up on gay film. And I recently watched on Netflix a film called Making the Boys. It's a documentary film about making the boys in the band, which was originally a play that took place in the 60s before Stonewall. And then the play eventually became a film. This particular film was one of the very first movies I ever watched when I made the decision to come out in 1992. And it set me back in the closet for a while because it is a very true depiction of a party of gay men that get together to celebrate a birthday at that time. But they are so catty and cutthroat and sassy and snarky and sarcastic. And I mean, they are the epitome of stereotypes in some ways of gay men. I was very confused and disturbed, and I didn't want to become one of them. So after watching that film, I spent some time in the closet again because I didn't want to.
You know, the first time I saw that, the first time I saw it, I could have, you know, I thought any moment Charles Nelson Reilly or Paul Lynde are going to pop up. Because that's exactly what it reminded me of.
So Making the Boys is a documentary film that came out in 2011 that I highly recommend, especially if you've seen The Boys in the Band. You get to see how the story really of what happened, how the play got made, how it was received, how it turned into a film, what happened to the whole troupe of actors. Most of them carried over from the play to the movie. It's really, really insightful and very interesting. It's also a little heartwarming when you get to understand the fact that after the movie was made, that things changed dramatically. And, Harvey Milk had been killed, and then AIDS came along in the 80s and different things. It really changed the landscape of the gay community and how the Boys in the Band, the movie, and even the play really kind of became an outcast within the gay community because everybody didn't like what it reminded them of in a way. Because the community moved towards a theme of acceptance as opposed to looking at ourselves, you know, kind of with a magnifying glass and at what we are and how we are and how we behave and stuff like that. So that's my pick, is to recommend, get yourself a little education and watch a film, learn a little something about our past history, because my concern is that the up and coming youth are really out of touch with our past, and they really kind of don't understand advances in rights and why we care about rights and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and me being somebody that works with college kids on a daily basis, my God, they've taken everything that the prior generations have worked so hard to advance. They've kind of threw it to the wayside and said, "Fuck them, we're doing our own thing." So yeah, you're definitely right on that. Hey, Jeff, why don't y'all do a special COL movies for Pride Month and focus on a couple of really good gay movies? Isn't it that time again?
Well, we kind of did that 2 years ago when I did my Pride Month movie challenge.
But isn't it time
to do it? I saw 30 movies. I asked the other guys if they would be willing to do it, and they did not. And
well, not maybe not that, but maybe fun. But maybe find you a couple, two or three good gay movies. Maybe ask Gary to join y'all.
Well, next show is in July anyways.
Sigh.
We already did our show for the month.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're doing it only in a monthly.
Yeah. Basis. Okay, then. So is that everything?
Have we covered everything? Jeff?
No, unfortunately not. Or fortunately not.
Once again, congratulations to Damon and his man.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, 10 years. Yay!
10 years ago.
And they have a very cute picture of him on the...
And I love the way it started off, though. It was a rainy night on June 13th, 2003, and he was returning to me to my place after some event. I mean, it's like... I know, it's like it starts off like... Is this a horror novel? Is this a comedy? You know, because that's how it always starts off. It was a dark and rainy night. But they've been there. They've been together for 10 years. So, hey. Woohoo.
I agree with you, Ben and Jeff. Congrats to Damon and his partner on making it for 10 years. And hopefully things continue on in a positive note. I look forward to meeting him at some point. I know Damon and I have met a couple of times in person, but I don't think I've ever met his partner. So perhaps that will change.
Oh, and by the way, I have to send a special message to Eric's partner, Chester. Chester, you know I would never say anything to upset you. I would never do that to you. I hope you have a good night. Him and Eric.
That was creepy.
Him and Eric.
I was like, that was mysterious.
That was creepy.
No, all I gotta say. It's nothing like that.
Get your mind. Sure, it's not.
And be sure to join us next time, because I believe next time, if I can get the fucking document to move, we're going to do another gay history. Oh, okay.
Well, this was stated gay.
Okay, but that one they'll be doing on Sunday, so I won't be there for that one. I don't think Damon will be there either.
Not this Sunday, the following
Sunday. Well, the following Sunday, unfortunately, I'll be working with the lovely college children. But in 2 weeks, on the 29th, our good buddy Regev, we're going to be talking about Eurovision Angry Dwarves and Retarded Tricks.
Oh, dear God.
That should... That will make for a very interesting show. And then 2 weeks after that, it's time for the second go-round of Worst Fuck Ever. I don't even remember when the first one was. That's been
a while.
That
was a while ago. Worst Fuck Ever was back in July of last year.
Jesus Christ.
Basically, we're doing it. We're literally doing it on an annual basis.
And be sure to join us on April 28th of 2014 when Aaron talks about which lube is the best lube for 2014. No. And in May of 2014, be sure to join us for Mystery Sammy's Questions, round 23.
We haven't even gotten to round four yet.
I know, but by that point, you know, we're going to start just make it the Mystery Sammy show.
Anyways, there's plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. Shoot us an email, comesoutloud@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/comesoutloud. Google+ and g+.2/comesoutloud. BearUnderground.net. Join right there. Add to those numbers of people if you haven't already, and to join our group. Also, pop over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. And also pop over to Stitcher Radio and give us a nice thumbs up. So as soon as it shows up, you can stream it right through there. If you're not,
you know, everything from cubsoutloud.com to the Google thing, it was just like,
yeah.
My God, that was so fucking fast. Where are you, like the Micro Machines man?
It's one of those things where I say it so often that it just kind of like falls out of my mouth.
Good.
Does that have anything?
No comment.
You can find me as Box Sack, Box Cub, Box Puppy anywhere on the internet.
If it involves a box, he's there.
By the way, if you're in the Austin area and you're hiring at something that's at least $15 an hour, please let me know.
Yes, please, for the love of God. Or if you happen to, if you're involved in any sort of scams that Jeff can get involved in for $15 an hour.
If you want to, also if you want to check out the movies that I reviewed for the Gay Pride Movie Month Challenge, 30 Movies in 30 Days, which I did 2 years ago, you can go over to my website, or actually go to CLO. It would probably be faster to flip through them at my website, jefferyanderson.com, and that's J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
Not Jeff Furry, F-U-R-R-Y.
No, it is Jeff Furry. It's not Jeff Ree.
I'm actually going to jefffurry.com or Anderson to see if there's actually anything there. I'm kind of...
probably not.
That would be kind of scary, though. You can find me on Google Plus as TatDude806. Be sure to check out my YouTube channel, TatDude806. Rate, comment, and subscribe. I made 28 cents this last year on YouTube. You can help me make 29 cents this year.
Nice.
And I can be found as GareBear73 if I have an account and it's public and I want you to find me.
And, of course, you can always find Eric and Damon, too. Just have good luck. Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, despite his not really being able to speak, he is doing a great job of posting pictures on Tumblr.
Yes, he's always done really good at that. You know what we should have done is we should have had like a third party come in. He could have just typed messages on Skype and we could have had like an interpreter for him.
No, we didn't need to do that. He could just type messages on Skype.
Yeah.
Well, we could have gotten a voice-to-text speech software piece, and that would have been awkward.
So what you're saying is we could have had the Google one going.
Perhaps
that would have been very interesting. If his voice is bad, he won't be with us next week anyway. So never mind.
By the way,
yes,
the if I was going to get a Xbox One or PS4, I would go to PS4.
PS4.
PS4. Just saying.
In other words,
to be the gay consensus.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, this will be my final comment for the evening. Microsoft, really, you done fucked up with Windows 8. You're going to do it again with the Xbox One.
Here's the thing is, the Xbox One is a very different screw up than
yeah, but it's still two screw ups for two of their core items. That's pretty bad.
Well, let's say this. At least Windows 8 is usable.
Barely.
Not necessarily usable, but usable. It is usable. It's fine. It's okay. It's just nowhere near the previous editions.
I'll just put it this way. It was so great, I had to revert to Windows 7.
Right. I'm not saying it's the best, but, you know.
And by the way,
they can still use it just fine. It's okay.
And by the way, real quick, it was funny what we were talking about because right now on CNN.com, headline reads, "Optimistic Obama touts movement on gay rights, but frustrations remain." Hmm. Was he listening? Has the NSA, or is the NSA intercepting our Skype call here?
Duh.
God, what am I thinking? By the way, pressure cooker philosophy.
Anyways, let's say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
seriously, come on, glass must be seriously hard to clean up.
Duh.
I don't know. It's a protein.
I don't know. I just feel like it would leave stains.
So is blood, but, you know, it doesn't come out of clothes, but sperm does. So there you go.
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not you can hose the glass down.
Or just get some rubbing alcohol. That'll always break it.
I don't know.
Why do you even say that, Jeff?
Well, because I was just looking at a picture where somebody had come on glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't find the appeal. I think it might be a little too messy.
It's like Randall in the movie Clerks stated very clearly, come streaks if you don't clean it up quickly.
See? Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. It's not like a wipe and go thing.
You do it, you wipe it off as quickly as you can, it doesn't streak.
Mm.
I should stop recording.
Yeah.